So what we're doing is the five of us are going to swim half marathon total. So that's around 21 kilometers. 22 kilometers, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be swimming that on June 14th, which is next Sunday. So that is just under 2 weeks' time. So definitely pressure is building up now.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you had fine weather actually last week with for the swims. But how are you training for that?
See, we're all part of the Ballybunion Swimming Club. So obviously a couple times a week there's swim sessions. So we train by going there. But we've also had sessions outside of the club. So, for example, last week we did a swim session all together and for about an hour, and we got half the distance done. So we probably could get the whole thing done in about 2 hours. So that's good to know.
It's a lot of swimming. So tell me, how do you prepare for that? You know, would you get hungry? How do you eat beforehand? Obviously, because you can't eat too close because you get cramps, don't you?
Yeah, you would. You probably eat at least 2 hours before the swim. And then before you start swimming, you do some warm-up, like stretches and what, and other bits and things. And obviously, after swimming, then you'd have to do a cool-down. Because if you just went home straight afterwards, your muscles could start to hurt, or you just feel extremely tired right afterwards. So you'd have to do some cool downs to avoid that.
Yeah, and a lot of energy being taken up by that. So Ewan, I'm going to go to you now and tell me why you were taking part in this marathon swim. Half marathon, I should say.
This is a nice thing to be doing as well.
So tell us a bit about your background and why you wanted to help raise money for Kerry Hospice Foundation, which do help a lot of families here in Kerry.
Part of my family was in hospice care for a while.
Gigi, tell us a bit about why you got involved and how you all came together with this idea.
It's kind of the same as you, and part of my family was in palliative care as well when they were sick there a couple of years ago. And that's really why I kind of done it, because Cahill was saying it, that we'll do a fundraiser, and we all just kind of joined in with it.
Mm-hmm. So did it take much convincing from Cahill to try and get you all involved?
No, not really.
Have you learned about what it means to have your friends by your side when you're, you know, trying to do a new challenge that you mightn't have done before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. And Gigi, tell us a bit about what you find most difficult about it.
Probably like the amount of swimming that we're going to be doing, and like we're all adding up together, and we're all just going to help each other keep going the whole time.
Yeah. And what's the furthest you've ever swam?
Probably the swim that we did around last year. We did 17 kilometres.
It was about that, yeah, it was 17 kilometres.
And where did you do that?
The Ballybunion pool as well.
Oh, very good. So Ballybunion must be your kind of hub spot, so for all of you.
Oh, yeah, they're just probably the nicer clubs around the place, I would have to say. But all jokes aside, the fact that we're just part of Ballybunion Swimming Club, obviously they know us, so it'd be better to get this. They get access to lanes there to do the swims.
So I suppose that's where your weekends are at the moment. I know one of you are doing your junior cert at the moment, and then straight as when the junior cert is finished, going straight into this challenge on the 14th. So is that exciting?
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about how you're feeling and, you know, the pressures that has on you.
I haven't really been thinking about the swim. It's more of just my junior cert currently. But I'll be fine out in the swim itself.
So it's a good distraction, you could say. Yeah, yeah. And how is your junior cert going? I know you had your first exam today.
It's going quite well.
Yeah.
It's only been English so far, but
There's no problems with that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
I'm Noah Connolly, I'm from Ballybunion.
And I have Adam Burns as well. So Noah, I'm going to start with you as well, or Noah, I should say. Tell us a bit about how you got involved and, number one, how you started swimming.
Well, I started swimming when I was about 6. It was just good exercise, to be honest. And for the swim, I heard it through Cahill. So we all kind of banded together for that.
Yeah, fantastic. So what did Cahill say that kind of convinced you to do it?
Well, it was for the Kerry Hospice, so it was for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were just saying there that, you know, a lot of family members have to experience Kerry Hospice and what they do for people here in Kerry. And I think it's vital that, you know, people raise money for the charity. But people your own age raising money for it, it's quite uncommon, I would say. But what does it feel like to get involved?
I feel like it's good because it almost inspires other young folk to raise money for the hospice.
Yeah, of course. So tell me, Adam, tell me a bit about how you got involved.
For the swim or swimming in general?
Swimming in general, let's say. Let's go with that first.
Well, my sister started before me and I just thought it'd be fun. So I started roughly 7 or 8.
Okay, so you start 7 or 8. And how old are you now?
I'm 15 now.
You're 15 now. So what is the age range between all of you, actually?
Like between 14 and 16?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 13 and 16.
13 and 16. Very good. Okay, so tell us a bit about then when, you know, Cathal was kind of reaching out to all of you and kind of said, I have this idea. What was your initial reaction?
Well, I thought it was a good idea for the charities. Sure, loads of families have to deal with the palliative care. So it was a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what you have learnt about yourself by taking up this challenge.
I suppose my grandfather was in the palliative care and I learned a little bit more about that. And yeah, that's about it.
Do you see a new value for what happens here in Kerry and charities now that you're raising money to try and help one of those?
Definitely, yeah. Like, it's a good thing to try and do this, so I'm glad we are.
Yeah. So tell us, on Sunday the 14th, you know, what are you preparing that day? What's going to be in your bag?
Swim gear, a lot of water, and maybe just a light thing to have before and after.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, do you know what that sense of achievement will feel like? How are you going to feel?
I don't know, really. I suppose we'll just have to see when it happens.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you want people to do to get behind you and support you? I know you want people to donate, of course.
Just make themselves heard, really. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. And Noah, tell us a bit about, you know, when you were telling your family that you were getting involved in this. What was their reaction?
They fully supported me. And they, that's it, really. Like, yeah. And they donated as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. So the three of you, or the five of you on your summer holidays coming together and doing this lovely event, it's really special and it's quite powerful, actually. And Cathal, I'm going to go to you because I know that you were the driving force for this. But why? Why did you decide this?
Well, I decided to help raise awareness for such an amazing cause. My own grandfather used palliative care before he passed away. And obviously, there's other people who have connections to that, like Alm's family. And didn't you say, yeah, JJ's family also used the service. So the fact that a couple of us have connections to the service, you know, to help made us more determined to help the cause and to raise money for them.
Mm-hmm. And I was just like I said to Noah there, what was your family's reaction when you said, I have this idea?
And they were like, oh, that's good. nothing really more to that. They just supported me and they were like, oh, they... Obviously, the fact that we have connections to the service, they were fully on board with it. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, and they, some of my family's members did make donations to the service as well. So,
and that's all that counts as well. And tell me, you know, with your club in Ballybunion, they've probably been very supportive as well towards you.
They have been. Like for the swim, obviously, we're going to be swimming in a lane. And as I said earlier, Ballybunion have given us access to one of the lanes for the day. So
fantastic.
That just shows how supportive they are of the swim. That's always so nice to see.
Yeah. What words would you say to someone like your own age now to try and help a cause here in Kerry that, you know, everyone's able to raise money no matter what or raise awareness. But why would you encourage people to kind of stand out and say, listen, we got to do something?
If you have connections to a cause or an organisation like a charity or a family resource centre and you want to help improve that institution or that charity, you should try and do something, especially if you have a skill in something. Mm. Like if you do athletics and you want to raise money for a charity, you could always do a run.
Yeah.
You could always organise something like that or even take part in something. Just to help make change to a community or to an organisation.
Yeah, and I suppose for the 5 years, it's going to be such a special day. And it's going to be a lovely bond for your friendship as well, won't it, Noah?
Oh, it will be, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, very good. Listen, Nads, it was really lovely to talk to you and I think you've fine great heads on you because, you know, a lot of people your age actually would want to do something like this, but hopefully after hearing what you did today that you would encourage more people to get out there and raise more awareness of what's happening in Kerry as well.
Hopefully people realise the importance of trying to make a difference, and hopefully more things like this pop up in the future.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see what you do next year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.